All right, as promised, we're joined right now by an NBA champion. He is a two-time All-Star, an NBA analyst, author of Tough Juice, also part of Racine, Wisconsin's Juneteenth celebration, which is next month. We are joined by Caron Butler. Caron, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show, bro.
Always good to talk to you, Caron. Thanks so much. You know, you're from Wisconsin, so let me start right there. You spent some time with the Bucks as a player. So what's it like to see the Milwaukee Bucks two wins away from the NBA Finals?
Look, it's mind-blowing just to think about, you know, the time that I've spent and the hardships and the rebuilding process that, you know, me coming from, you know, the Cheesehead State and going through that whole process of trying to watch them rebuild on the fly. You know, had a ton of heartbreak. Allen Iverson came through and just kind of destroyed the city when we felt like we had a realistic shot at, you know, advancing. And then all of a sudden you have a guy like Giannis, you know, who's a unicorn in this game, who came out of pretty much nowhere and kind of put the city on his back, put the franchise on his back, and he's leading them back into a dominant position and a dominant presence in the NBA association. So it's just amazing to see that and, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
Caron Butler joining us, NBA champion. So as you've watched the Raptors over the course of the playoffs, what do you make of what you've seen from Kawhi Leonard, and how impressed are you with what he's done?
I'm extremely impressed because a lot of people question a few things about him. One, his durability, his leadership, and his capability of pretty much anchoring and carrying a franchise and a team. And I think he's answered all those questions throughout the course of this season. But most importantly, I think when you talk about who's been the biggest surprise in this postseason and who has had the biggest impact this postseason, I think Kawhi Leonard is the guy. You know what I mean? He's hit multiple shots. He's had the best run. He's been the most efficient on both ends of the basketball court. And, you know, right now he has the series tied, and it's because of his play. You know, Kyle Lowry and some of the key components to the Toronto Raptors was out in that game, and he literally carried them throughout that double overtime. So, you know, Kawhi Leonard is special.
We're talking to Caron Butler. You know, Caron, I didn't start you off with this, but I can't lie. I did start the show off with it, and it's weird. Man, I can't believe I went into Game 5 by talking about Drake, but what do you make of Drake and his act? Do you have any issue with the way he's handling himself?
He's a super fan, man, and I think that people have to realize that, you know, entertainment is entertainment. And, you know, some rap is entertainment, some other things entertainment, the NBA is entertainment. And what he's doing is he's getting into the head, you know, of a lot of people. You know, and that's his job to do that. And if he's on the sideline and he's getting into the head of arguably pretty much the MVP of this season, you know, more power to him. You know, and he has to. He has his right to do that. He's been an ambassador for the Toronto Raptors for years, and I see him. That's where he's trying to live. Get into the space of the Milwaukee Bucks. Try to get into their heads. Try to, you know, detour them as much as possible from staying focused on the ultimate goal and winning a championship.
Caron Butler joining us. All right, so you got no issue with it. Let me ask you about Golden State, and they've got some time off this time of year. Caron, you know how valuable that can be when it comes to recovering. What do you make of Steph Curry and Draymond Green and the way they've played after Kevin Durant went down?
Man, look, I thought they did a remarkable job making a seamless transition. You know, obviously, I don't give a hell or a damn of who says it. I mean, the Golden State Warriors are better with Kevin Durant. I mean, you may like the style of play that they play when he's not out there because you see even more passing, but he's so dominant and so good. Kevin Durant is a walking bucket. You know what I mean? He's a walking headache. And, you know, he's a tough cover night in and night out. And he's more of a problem when you have the Splash Brothers circling around as shot makers, not just shot takers. You had the versatility of a Draymond Green out there on the basketball court, Andre Iguodala strapping up, and then you put him at a situation where you can isolate him pretty much anywhere on the basketball court with no help. He's 7 foot, and he can just put it in the hole. So I think that, you know, it's been remarkable just to see what they've been able to do and what they've been capable of do. And when you add him back to the mix, They're unstoppable. It's the Golden State Invitational at that point.
We are talking to Caron Butler. I agree with you. He is a walking bucket and a walking headache. Caron, speaking of headaches, how about here in L.A.? Like, when it was announced that Frank Vogel was hired as the Lakers' new head coach, you said you were shocked. What did you make of that hire initially?
It just didn't make sense to me. You know, and I think it caught a lot of people by surprise. You know, not saying that Frank Vogel can't coach. You know, not saying anything like that, but what makes sense is that you have a guy like LeBron James on the back end of his career, and let's face it, he's 17 in, a little long in the tooth, and we don't know how much longer he's going to play. We haven't seen any declining, you know, from a number standpoint or anything like that, but we know at some point it has to come to an end. So give him the best shot, the realistic shot at going out there and contending at a high level with the people that he feels most comfortable with. Now, in my eyes, and I pretty much – you don't have to be a basketball savant to understand this process, but I just think that, you know, Ty Lue gives him the best shot. Or you had Amani Williams, which was another one of those guys on that short list that gave him the best shot. And then you settle for possibly a third or fourth choice in Frank Vogel. And with everything that's circulating and is going around with the Magic Johnson situation, with the rumors of Rob Pelinka and et cetera, you probably want to make the best decisions going forward to put a lot of minds at ease of the Laker fans and just, you know, everyone in the organization. And I don't think they did that with the hire.
Caron Butler, my guest. You know, Caron, that said, you played with Jason Kidd in Dallas. You know what he's about. Should they have just given the job to Jason Kidd?
I would have loved that too, you know, just because I think that his basketball mind, you know, demands the respect night in and night out. And not saying Frank Vogel's doesn't, but I just think that, you know, he's a player's guy. He's a player's coach. He's a guy that people will flock to. And, you know, but, you know, we have yet to see what happens. You know, I think Frank Vogel, with LeBron James being at the press conference, I think that spoke volumes, you know, showing that, you know, him and the Lakers organization is on the same page. But I just felt like to send the right shockwaves through, that hire of the coach would have been really different if you had Ty Lue. And come on, like the discrepancy of just having, you know, a 3-year deal to a 5-year deal. I mean, come on, man. Like, as Ty Lue, you want to make your superstar happy. You want to make the foundation strong. You want to make guys in free agency understand that, look, we're serious about winning. The culture is changing. We're right there. We got young pieces. We're ready to acquire the necessary talent and compete against the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference. I felt like that would have been the right hire.
Talking to Caron Butler for a few more moments. Got a few more things to cover. So, Caron, your son, JC, just finished up his first season at UC Irvine. I don't live that far from there. I go to those games. The program had a huge year this year. Did a great job in the Big West. What has the whole experience been like for you as a father to see your son play some college ball?
Yeah, look, it's been great. And, you know, I've seen you out at some of the games also, man, and, you know, showing that anteater pride. It's just amazing to see him develop, to see him, you know, live in the lab. Coach Russ done a remarkable job of, you know, giving him that necessary leash when it's needed and when it's earned and not given. And I think that, you know, next year is going to be a huge year for him. And he's already in the lab working on his craft, working on his body, working on his tempo, his mind, understanding what he needs to be better at. And I think the pulse of the game has changed for him, but he's catching up to it, and he's just ready for next season.
So, Caron, is he wired with that tough juice, or is that something he has to learn? Does he have his dad's tough juice?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
You know, that's yep. The DNA, man. I think he's understanding how to appreciate, you know, hard work even more and, you know, reps and consistency. And I think, you know, when we have our conversations, I said, what was your biggest learning lesson this season? You know, is that, you know, you start over. You know, your scrapbooks don't come with you. You know, everybody's been the man in their county and in their city, and then now you start with a fresh start, and your competition is going to be different, even within your team, and you have to embrace it and find a way to plug yourself in. So being a freshman, I thought he did a remarkable job of doing that.
All right, so Caron, you and I have that in common, that community, but also I've been spending a lot of time in the Cheese State myself, Cheesehead State, because our son is going to start at the University of Wisconsin, so I've been spending time there myself. You've got an event with the Dr. John Bryan Community Center in Racine on June 15th. What is that event, and how do people get information about it?
So it's all about Juneteenth Day, and what we do every Juneteenth Day is we celebrate the proclamation. You know, it's African-American independence in 1619. We celebrate 400 years of independence, you know, since, you know, us as African-Americans arrived, you know, to this country. And this year is a little more special. You know, it's something that I always sponsored, but this year is a little more special because of the 400-year significance. And, you know, I wanted to come out, give, you know, free clinics. I wanted to give essay contests. I want to have health and awareness, you know, classes. We also do a gospel explosion where we have some of the best churches and choirs in the southeast region of Wisconsin come out and do that. We do car shows, and we also unveil in a dream court. And, you know, I traveled around the whole country, you know, in 70 countries, touched over 50 million people with, you know, junior NBA and et cetera. And we're doing a dream court where I initially started, and I first picked up a basketball at the age of 6. So it's going to be amazing.
You know, in fact, to that point, you and I have talked about your life and your journey in the past. The legend goes that you first started playing basketball at the community center when you were 5 or you were 6. How big of a role did that play in your life, and how special is it then to be able to give back and pass that on to others?
I think it's everything, man. And I think that's what true legacy is all about, you know, using your platform to inspire others. And, you know, showing them by letting them see it in real time. And this is going to be a special moment for me because where I first shot a basket, and that court was depleted, you know, resources was taken away, you know, the foundation was cracked. Now we're not only just coming back doing this court, we're going to unveil more courts, you know, throughout the city, you know, in the near future. But, you know, to go back to the beginning and be able to give a gift like this back to your city, it's an amazing feeling.
He is an NBA champion, a two-time All-Star. He is an NBA analyst. He is the author of Tough Juice, which is a great read and part of Racine, Wisconsin's Juneteenth celebration next month. He is Caron Butler. Caron, always good to have you on the show. Appreciate you, and I appreciate the conversation. Thank you so much.
Anytime, brother. Thanks, Jeff.
You got it, man. Be good. Caron, he is one of the toughest athletes I've ever seen. One of my favorites, too. Tough guy. You know how tough you have to be to have a handle like Tough Juice?